Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Alrighty, Jay, what have you got for us?
This is actually fantastic news. It's not going to take very long for me to explain this, but it is probably the best news I've heard all month.
Okay.
If not all year.
Oh, you're building this up.
All right. If not, no, no, okay, I'll stop there. No, definitely not. So, and in I look
you
at this
You said
word.
It's going to be easy for you to explain.
Well, yes, it is. An enzyme variant created by engineers and scientists at the University of Texas can break down plastics that typically take centuries to biodegrade.
Oh, that's brilliant.
In just a matter of hours.
No.
See what I mean?
Acid?
No, it's not.
Is this enzyme acid?
So researchers have used the machine learning model to generate mutations to a natural enzyme called PETase that allows bacteria to degrade a lot quicker. So it's already a natural thing, but they've obviously made a mutation of it.
Yeah.
And so basically
they've genetically modified
they
it.
They have. So basically they get a type of plastic.
Yeah.
They run it through the machine. The machine tells it exactly what enzyme to use on it. And then you do that one. And then within a few hours, boom, it's broken down.
That's amazing. That is good news.
It's incredible. So they tested 51, just double checking, yes, 51 different types of plastic, 5 different types of polyester fibers and fabrics and a lot of water bottles. Every single one, it proved to be effective.
That's brilliant. I wonder how they're going to roll it out, though. Like, how does that look?
Well, basically they are currently getting a patent for it.
Yeah.
Because they want the rights, because this is going to be huge.
Yeah.
And then they're going to obviously sell the system to different companies so they can recycle their own bottles.
Gotcha.
But they also said they just want to go to very highly populated or, I guess, polluted areas.
Yeah.
And do it naturally. So somehow create this enzyme and then just drop it into that area so it can naturally take over. There's actually a video on YouTube where you can watch a plastic container just dissolve to nothing.
That's really cool.
It's very, very cool.
That is great news.
Oi! All right, so we learned that plastics in the future hopefully can vanish within a few hours.
Now, that's great news.
I forgot to tell you,
mm-hmm.
out of all the plastics they tested, the longest it took for one to biodegrade, 7 days. The longest.
That's pretty good. Now, can we move on?
Yes.
Okay.
Move on.
This story is going to make you feel good.
Okay.
Okay? Not only is it a good news story, it's going to make you feel good, you know?
Give
you those warm, fuzzy feelings.
Pull on the heartstrings.
Yeah, because after being threatened with eviction, a retiree was able to buy the house she had rented for 2 decades after $250,000 was raised by the community on her behalf.
What?
Yep. So she's known for having this heart of gold, pair of green thumbs. Her name is Linda Taylor, and she was loved in her community in Minneapolis. So she arrived there 19 years ago to help the homeless and the needy. So she began renting this small house. She became, they said, a bright star of the neighborhood. So, you know, one of those people in the community everyone loves.
Yep.
But the landlord had given her till the end of January to get out because they were going to be selling the house.
Right, okay.
The community came together, managed to strike a deal with the person selling it and say, give us till like the end of June.
Right, okay. So
we want to raise this money and we want to buy this house.
That is so nice of the community to do that. Oh. I know she's given back for, 20 years?
Yep. But it's so beautiful. Do you know how, because not all of them raise money the same way.
Yeah.
But they had like art shows, bake sales. The real estate agent worked for free.
Wow.
There was lots of like small donations, community funded drives to come up with the money. You know what? They did it a full month ahead of their June 30 deadline as well.
Wow. And $250,000.
Yeah.
That is insane.
Isn't that like what this community did in like 5 months for this woman, gave her this beautiful gift of this house. Now she doesn't have to pay rent and she can just stay there forever.
What's the biggest gift anyone's given you?
It would be probably $1,000. My sister gave me $1,000 towards my first car.
How much older is she?
She's 6 years older than me.
Well, very nice.
Yeah, so I think it pretty much at that time paid for my
My
whole first car, I think, cost me $1,200.
Really generous.
I know, it was so generous. What about you? What's the biggest gift you've been given?
I didn't think I could think of anything, but you mentioned $1,000.
Yeah.
The first year I moved over here, only worked for like a month, had no money to my name, couldn't go back for Christmas. My brother, he was like, nah, you need to come back for Christmas. So he paid for my flight's return, which was about $1,000.
Wow, that's amazing.
It was so nice. We've got Jennifer on the phone. Jennifer, have you received a big gift?
Oh, yes. It's from my daughter for my 60th birthday.
What was it?
Everything for my... Sorry?
What was it?
She paid... it's a trip to Israel.
Oh!
That's...
Yes.
Wow,
how... That's something I always wanted.
Have you gone on the trip and have you done it, or is this still in the planning?
Yes, I've done it with her.
Oh, that is so cool.
Well sent.
How was it?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was like a dream come true for me.
What was your favorite part of Israel?
Oh, the favorite part of Israel is actually going to the old city.
Mm-hmm.
The old city of Jerusalem.
Wow, that would be cool.
And then you find, oh, yes, and then the birthplace of Jesus. I didn't get to go to Bethlehem, though. But all the sights to see. Oh, this the Lake Galilee, Lake of Galilee. We went on the boat. Oh, you should see. Oh, it's so lovely. It's so nice.
I feel like we could chat to you for ages, Jennifer.
Sorry?
I feel like we could chat to you about this for hours.
Oh, yeah. It's just, oh, I've got pictures of it. And I really got to thank my daughter because she just started work and she paid for everything.
Oh, wow. How beautiful. Thank you, Jennifer's daughter. I love that.
That is special.
Oh, I love talking about the biggest gifts that you've been given. Just keep texting them through. 0429-985-985. We love reading them.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 985.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.